The painter Alexis Rockman is also intrigued by news from the scientific world. He wants his work to help people visualize and, frankly, get a little freaked out by big phenomena like genetic engineering and global warming. Trey Kay learned how Rockman tries to get science on his side for his pictures of the future.
Alexis Rockman is a time traveler.
One of the great things that I think painting can do is time travel, and that's one of the few frontiers that are left.
Last spring, he had a show in London called Wonderful World that gave a glimpse into that frontier. In one work called The Farm, Rockman painted an evolutionary spectrum of chickens, cows, and pigs. How they looked in the past, how we know them today, and what they might be like with unimpeded genetic engineering.
The chicken has six wings and no feathers. The pig is ripe with human organs for to be harvested for xenotransplantation, which means taking the organs out of one organism and putting it into another. The cow is enormous and obviously is able to produce a great deal of milk.
Rockman's style has some of the earnest realism of American agricultural painters like Grant Wood or Thomas Hart Benton. But along with the farm animals, there's a lab rat with a human ear grafted onto its back. The mutant rat made me think of Salvador Dali, the way his paintings mess with your head by presenting something familiar besides something grotesquely distorted. Still, Rockman wants his paintings to be scientifically accurate. A molecular biologist named Rob LaSalle helped him envision the future in the farm painting. He has also worked with Professor Peter Ward, a paleontologist and astrobiologist who frequently consults with NASA.
Alexis, again, had a very good scientific background and training. Don't forget, his mother is a front-rank archaeologist and academic and very well thought of in her own field. That has certainly rubbed off on him.
Rockman's mother worked at the Museum of Natural History in New York. Alexis grew up in the city during the 1970s when air pollution was becoming an issue across the country.
Having grown up in Manhattan, I used to gaze across the East River. I actually used to see the Con Ed plant in the 70s billowing out pollution, and I never forgot it and could never reconcile the disconnect between understanding, like, why would someone, you know, logically allow that to happen? And obviously, as a child, you're not in a position to do anything about it.
But through his painting, Rockman is finding that he can do something. Not long ago, he was approached by the director of the Brooklyn Museum of Art to make a work that would imagine the Earth dramatically transformed by global warming. The result is a mural called Manifest Destiny.
It's a 8x24-foot painting that tries to imagine, with as much scientific accuracy as possible, what global climate change might bring to New York and specifically Brooklyn in 3,000 years.
What you see are the remains of buildings framed between the Brooklyn and Manhattan bridges. Almost everything is completely submerged underwater. This is because of the rising tides due to the melting polar ice caps. The painting shows several seawalls that were built in a futile attempt to keep the water out. Rockman asked Peter Ward about how extreme heat and tropical water might erode the granite of the Brooklyn Bridge.
I began thinking from my early geological education, what does granite erode like? And erodes in a bunch of big spheres. It sloughs off in a very characteristic fashion. And we were talking about what the abutments would look like. And then he said, oh, by the way, the abutments are underwater. Well, now that's a different kettle of fish, different kettle of tropical fish, because now you're dealing with warm water going over these things instead of air.
Rockman's tropical East River has a striking orange or tea color. The vibrant color reminded me of the grand and lush landscapes of the Hudson River School painters like Frederick Church. Although Alexis loves Church's paintings, he says that his tea-colored river came from his conversations with Peter Ward.
Well, anytime one goes to the tropics, you really see that most of the rivers, the slow-moving rivers at least, are very brown-orange tinged. First of all, you have so much rotting vegetation on the banks, and rain washes the rotting leaves and the rotting material into the water. There's a tannic acid that is produced, and you get this sort of very characteristic orange color.
Why not make the river orange? So that's a perfect example of how a scientific idea became visceral and visual.
Manifest Destiny is a gorgeous painting, but many might find it disturbing because there don't seem to be any people in the future, and civilization as we know it is in ruins.
Well, I would say that I'm doing my job if they find it disturbing, because I'm disturbed too. And I think that anyone with a brain in their head at this point in history should be disturbed by human activity. It's a legacy of death and destruction.
I think you're quoted as saying that you have a position of ambivalence with regard to the future you depict. How can you paint this dystopian future without really judging it?
Well, I mean, there's shades of judging, but what I'm fascinated by, I mean, in the paintings that we're looking at right now, on the left, harbor seals that are going about their business, and on the right is a snakehead going about its business. And, you know, it's dystopian for humans, but the snakehead looks like it has a bright future, so it depends on your point of view.
For Studio 360, I'm Trey Kay.
You can see some images of Alexis Rockman's work on our website at studio360.org.